Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Rollin, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score Vegas edition. We just wrapped up round four inside the Thomas & Mack, and it was kind of a round of redemption. Don't mind the music playing in the background. Again, I'm outside of the Thomas & Mack. But like I said, redemption round for the reigning world champs. Tyler Wade and Wesley Thorpe kicked the round off pretty early with a 3.8 to go to the lead, and then not long after, Dustin Gaskiza and Levi Lord joined them with their own 3.8. Each man took home $32,823 apiece for the win, and like I said, this is redemption. Last night, Dustin and Levi had a no time, and Tyler and Wesley have been fighting some bad luck all week, so good to see them turn things around tonight. As always, Chelsea Schaefer caught up with all of the guys to talk about the round four wins in this episode, which is presented to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the record-breaking gray from Nebraska, the AQHA World Champion, PRCA Money Winner, and the first stallion with an AQHA World title to rope at the NFR. Sola Select is offering $500 off all Oz breedings during the NFR, so lock in your contract over at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
God, thank God he got on turbo and fixed the situation.
Yeah. Oh, 20 people told me that today.
They even know turbo hazes them better.
Okay, Tyler, I don't know. Why don't we even... First three nights, what was the craziest text you got? Or craziest comment you got?
I don't know, but when you posted that pick our time and then all these buttheads, for lack of a better word, said no time, then they wanted their
they wanted their
prize. It's okay, I guess. It's part of it. If you guess our time and we didn't get one, technically no one wins, right?
Yeah, I keep the prizes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll give them away for later day. Tune in. Like the page. We'll figure it out.
I'm warming up today in the warm-up thing. And it says, I really need you and T-Wade to lock in. I got you guys in my NFR pool. And all I could think is, like, I wonder how much that entry cost to the NFR pool. Because, like, I mean, it's not like we don't have a million apiece in trying to figure out get to this son of a bitch. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, that's – maybe that one just hit real. Like, I don't know. And I got a few – why aren't you riding turbos? Or why aren't you – you know, and I'm like, what? I mean – I don't know. At this point, I'm sure my partner wants to ride turbo. My fans want me to ride turbo. Turbo's fans want to ride turbo. Turbo's previous owner asked why I'm not riding turbo. So you know what?
Yeah, honestly, it seemed like everyone else was more worried about it than me. But I've told them before that you don't find out how good a team is when they're winning. You find out how good a team is when they're losing. And we're really good losers. So... expectations are a little lower, I guess you could say, but I think if you play the odds, I mean, we were due to catch one and due to win something, so I'll just stick with that.
But you did get back on turbo, in all seriousness, like...
I'm serious. I didn't know which one I cared to ride. I'm like, it doesn't really matter to me, and he's sitting there, and I'm like, the only thing, the decision maker was, the steers hit really fast. And they're not necessarily easy to get around to throw super fast on. So, in my mind, he finishes better, so I feel like I wouldn't be as rushed to have to throw in the switch. Like, I'm like, I could take another swing and finish really fast, and that could be the difference maker in the long run. Like, if we go 4-4 because I couldn't get around one versus 3-8, 4-flat, by taking a swing over him. So, that's all it came down to. I'm like, no, both equally, you know, need a... be on go in the box. You got to kind of be have them ready. There's not a big difference there. I mean, obviously I didn't prepare on turbo as much, but I've rode him a lot. I rode him more than the other one anyway. So the decision maker was all my good people out there that really wish I was on turbo. So I'll just give them the credit.
And
I did have a spike, honestly.
Bobby Joe was talking trash to me because I think he just thought I was just complaining about every steer. He must have watched our documentary where we kept drawing bad. But it hadn't been the steer's fault, but I was glad that one went to the right because that's where I was throwing it anyways. So I knew he was headed right where I've been tossing it, which was perfect.
And, yeah, how did it, I guess, from your perspective.
How did it feel?
How did it feel to get a chance to throw?
Watched the video, but like I didn't get the go I wanted. Like I'm not saying I was late, but like I was wanting to go, and we were going. It just I felt behind the whole time, but I didn't think I was in a terrible spot. That was where the one swing, like it was gonna be hard to get around this year. He goes right, he runs hard, so I didn't get around him, and I was able to take a swing over him and finish. And like it was relieving, obviously, to see 3.8 on the clock when you feel like your head, the clock's in your head running fast. So maybe that'll help. Moving forward, I don't have to panic.
Turbo was feeling it in the box today.
I think, yeah, I mean, they're all going to a little bit whenever. These steers leave hard, and they run. Like, and if you don't get a good go, you're behind. Like, a lot of the healers have been inside and behind, and it's just really hard to get around them. So they're both a little anxious. So I just kind of wanted to get them. I kind of wanted to get a feel for him under my legs, and anyway, I just kind of got caught in between, right in between on the gate bang, and we were a little late, but it wasn't bad.
I did that on purpose so he would go to the right. So I tried to wait till he was in a bad spot to nod, because it's not always about Wesley. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to. If there's anything I could teach an aspiring young header, it's don't worry about your healer.
I've never heard a guy complain about hazing on it when they want him to go right. Like I need to haze better to get him to go right. So I need a magnet to bring him to me. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like instead of being a good hazer, I need to be a lack of their hazer. Mm-hmm. But I'm working on it.
Yeah, you did a great job of it tonight. Yeah.
I think by year six, he'll have it figured out. He'll at one point, he'll just be like, you know what? He's not going to catch him unless I stay away from the cows. So.
Has he already told you he's going to rope with you next year?
Yeah. Well, we entered Denver because I got his card number.
He does have my card number, so.
But like the public's always said, Wesley's doing me a favor, so.
I said it, too.
Okay. You're the public. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak. The stallion proving versatility still matters. Raised by Nate and Missy Ozentowski, Oz has earned over $400,000, won the Calgary Rocky Mountain Cup, finished third at the Governor's Cup, and been named PRCA Heel Horse of the Year runner-up. Now he becomes the first AQHA World Champion stallion to step into the Thomas & Mack. Contracts are $500 off all NFR long at Solo Select. You can lock your contract in over at soloselecthorses.com. or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Chelsea.
Welcome. Welcome to the press room.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Did you get to see any of that round before you roped? Or?
We watched three teams.
You watched three teams. Gotcha. And did you see any of it?
Oh, yeah. We've seen everybody on the TV fast round. We were fourth out and already 3.8, 3.9. So
yeah,
it was looking like it was going to be fast.
Yeah. So tell me, what was the play there? What did you know about the steer?
I knew he was pretty fast and kind of wanted to go over there towards Levi's. So main thing here is just getting a start. And I really don't think I got that great of a start, but I was close enough to the barrier to where I got him on a short enough rope. And Levi did a great job healing him. He was pretty big and strong and wanting to run across there, so he did a great job, and we got a really good finish.
What felt different tonight for you?
The steer stayed out in the middle. Our first one went hard right, our second one went hard left, and then last night we had a good go and just caught the steer in stride. He threw it over the right horn, nothing you can do about that. But this one stayed in the middle. We got a good start at him to where the run just set up and felt like it came together. We didn't have to try, you know.
Yeah. I know it's not ideal, but is it fun for you to get to go out them for the next... Six more nights.
You know, the average is huge here, so don't want to get too crazy, but as long as I keep getting a start, I should have my rope on them and enough speed to win something in the round, so that's really what I'm going for.
What about that horse? Why'd you choose that one?
He's definitely probably the best horse I've ever sat on, and he's been a really big lesson to our family, and he's took this like a champ, being 7 years old, you know, and really happy to get to own that horse. And
where did he come from?
He come from Pablo Robles down in San Antonio. He trained him from, I'm not sure when he bought him. He bought him when he was pretty young, but he trained him. And I rode him when he was 4 years old down there at his house, and I told him that I wanted him when he turned six. And I got him when he turned six, and that was last year. And I probably should have rode him here last year, but I'd only owned him for a month, so I was too scared. I've been excited all year getting to come back to be able to ride him here.
I remember back when Dustin started roping with Corey here. like a million years ago, everybody talked about how hard it is to get down the arena fast enough for how fast you can get it on. What's your strategy after all these years with him here?
Luckily, I got a new horse, too, that can really run. That black has been great for me ever since I bought him, similar to Dustin's horse. Ever since I bought him, I rode him pretty much everywhere. And I bought him with this rodeo in mind, thinking he would do good here because he can really run and he wants to leave the box. So it honestly hasn't felt too hard to keep up this year. The second one beat us both out there, so maybe on that one. But that horse has made a lot of difference so far.
Gotcha. Is he bred to run or just has enough?
I don't know.
Enough little speed in him?
He's crazy enough to run, I know that.
Very good guess. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us for round four tonight. Like I said, this episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the history maker standing frozen only at Solo Select. Take advantage of the $500 off NFR sale and lock your contract in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.